This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party decides to quit government. However, party to continue its support given to the government. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda pledges to keep intact unity among the ruling partners. President Vidya Devi Bhandari to address Federal Parliament joint session on February 10. And former Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf passes away at the age of 79. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has decided to quit the government. In a press meet organized yesterday, party chairperson Ravi Lamichane said a joint meeting of the central committee members and lawmakers of the party had decided to call back its ministers and state ministers and a state minister from the government. The meeting, however, decided not to withdraw its support given to the government. Party chairman Lamichane said government ministers from his party would submit their resignation to the Prime Minister by yesterday evening. Following this decision, the party ministers and a state minister presented their resignation to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda. There were two ministers and one state minister from the party in the incumbent cabinet. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has said he will keep intact the unity among the ruling partners at any cost. Responding briefly to the journalist question after attending the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal vowed to maintain unity among the ruling partners. Prime Minister Dahal further stated that the Rashtriya Swatantra Party was in discomfort after the court's verdict regarding party president Lamichane's citizenship debacle. President Vidya Devi Bhandari is going to address a joint session of the Federal Parliament on coming Friday. The spokesperson of the Office of the President, Sagar Acharya, said the President, in accordance with Article 95 of the Constitution, will be addressing a joint session of both Houses of Parliament on the 10th of February, that is coming Friday. This will be the President's first address to the new House session following the November 20th general elections. In the Parliament meeting yesterday, an order related to managing legal hurdles to extend the tenure of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was also presented. The order presented in the Parliament by Drinking Water Minister Abdul Khan on behalf of the Law Minister Dhurba Bahadur Pradhan has a provision of extending the tenure of the Commission till mid-July 2023. Likewise, during the special hours of the Parliament, CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli urged to sun the political stability and get oriented to building the nation through democratic exercises. Similarly, Nepali Congress lawmaker Dhanaraj Gurung said stressed the need for getting focused on politics of integrity for national prosperity. CPN Maoist Centre's Urmila Arial has filed her nomination for the election of the Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly. The election to the National Assembly Vice Chairman is taking place today. Lawmaker Arial was elected in the National Assembly last year from the Madhes province. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, and other political parties decided not to file the nomination for the election. A meeting of the Nepali Congress office bearers held yesterday decided not to compete in the election. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Powder returned home yesterday, wrapping up her Sri Lanka visit. Foreign Minister Powder had left for Sri Lanka on the 2nd of February to attend the 75th Independence Day of Sri Lanka. Upon her arrival at Thiruvan International Airport yesterday, Minister Powder shared that she attended the official programs of Sri Lanka and held high-level sideline meetings during her visit. The Foreign Minister paid courtesy calls on the President and the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Minister Powder said they discussed the various issues of mutual interest and cooperation between the two countries. During the visit, efforts were said to have also been made for the operation of Colombo-Pairahawa-Colombo flights. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Sudhan Kirati, has said the Nepal Airlines Corporation would launch its flight from Gautam Buddha International Airport. Following his inspection visit to the airport yesterday, the tourism minister pledged to take initiations towards that end soon. Talking to journalists briefly at the airport, the minister assured that Nepal Airlines Corporation would launch its services targeting the Gautam Buddha International Airport soon. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now. Listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The European Commissioner for International Partnerships will arrive in Nepal on the 8th of February for an official one-day visit. During her visit, she is set to meet Nepali leaders and launch several EU actions in the country. The European Union Commissioner, announcing her visit in Brussels, said she was delighted to be visiting Nepal to strengthen EU partnership and engage on matters of common geopolitical interest. The European Union Commissioner's visit comes at an important moment as Nepal is preparing to graduate from least developed country status in the year 2026. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has instructed the bodies concerned to ensure reliable and quality telecommunication services in the country. In her address to a function held in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 19th anniversary of Nepal Telecom, the minister highlighted the need to make telecommunication services widely accessible. She urged the concerned agencies to always pay attention to customers' concerns, interest and demand side and to provide the services accordingly. The first governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, Himalaya Samsher Rana, passed away yesterday at the age of 95. Family sources said Rana died yesterday morning while undergoing treatment at Norbik International Hospital in Thapathali, Kathmandu. Rana had long been suffering from pneumonia and pulmonary complications. He was also the founder of the Himalaya Bank and the first finance secretary of Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Pakistan's former President General Parvez Musharraf, who seized power in a coup in 1999, died at the age of 79 yesterday. A statement from the country's army said the former leader, who was president between 2001 and 2008, died in Dubai after a long illness. He had survived numerous assassination attempts and found himself on the front line of the struggle between militant Islamists and the West. He supported the US's war on terror after September 11 attack despite domestic opposition. In 2008, he suffered defeat in the polls and left the country 6 months later. Ukraine's outgoing defense minister has said the country is anticipating a new Russian offensive later this month. At a news conference, Oleksiy Reznikov said not all Western weaponry will have arrived by then, but Ukraine had enough reserves to hold off Russian forces. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said troops are fighting fiercely in Bakhmut, Vuhledar and Lyman in the east. Reznikov's comments came hours after it was announced that he was to be replaced as defense minister. Military intelligence chief Kyrylo Budanov will take his place, according to a Ukrainian politician from the Zelensky's party. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Rashtriya Swatantra Party decides to quit government, however, the party to continue its support given to the government. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to keep intact unity among the ruling partners. President Vidya Devi Bhandari to address Federal Parliament's joint session on February 10. And former Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf passes away at the age of 79. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.